Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
But we're talking about Brittany and Kevin and their relationship right now. Whatever he did, he upset her so much that she changed the locks on the house before he got home, which is like, that is severe. That is drastic right there. You really have to screw up for you to come home and the locks have been changed like that. So I'm dying to know from you guys if this has ever happened to you or you've ever done it. Like, what did he or she do to make you make that decision?
Right.
Harsh. Joseph, what's up?
Hey, Bert Show.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? Melissa, I saw you last night. I broke back.
Hey, did you got in?
I got in.
Good.
I didn't get a T-shirt, though, but I got in.
Sorry.
It was great. So listen, my boyfriend, I came home late one night. We were kind of on the outs. We were about to break up, and he cut up all my clothes.
Ooh.
Shredded in my closet. Shredded them. Cut up the backs of clothes. Cut clothes. Cut sleeves off clothes. Cut them in places where I didn't know, where I had to find out if I was going to work. I would be on the subway, and I would see that I had a big split up my arm on my shirts. So the next weekend, he went away. I changed locks.
I can't believe you waited a week, because if I'm looking at a guy like that and I'm looking like at a personality that could do that and is so angry, I'd be nervous to have that guy back in the house the next day.
And I was fine. I just was like, what am I going to do? I can't, you know, this guy can't be homeless. But lots of my friends, you know, they were all on my side and said, this is what you got to do.
Oof. Yeah.
What'd you do?
What did you do to make him rip up all your clothes?
Yeah.
We were on the outs and we were about to break up, and he was just upset that I didn't come home one night.
And who else got involved? Who's the third party?
He didn't come home one night. It was all innocent fun.
Hey guys, listen, I'm from New York. I just moved here in January,
Thank you.
He was working late, guys.
Thanks,
he was working
late.
Yeah, because you don't get that. You don't get cutting clothes angry unless they've stepped out on you.
Right.
And the next time, I want the callers to let us know if they actually called a locksmith too, or I'm wondering if someone had already purchased the new locks and had them sitting in the closet ready to go.
There aren't many calling about it, so I think it's probably more a movie cliche than it is anything, or a celebrity cliche than it is anything else. Hey, Jeanette, good morning.
Good morning, Bert Show.
All right, you were so mad you changed the locks on the house before he got home.
Yes, I did. I was pregnant 8 months we were married 8 months, and I was pregnant with our baby, and he would go out and, oh, I'm going out for milk or whatever, and it would take him 4 hours to get milk.
Uh-oh.
So one night I'm like, okay, you go get your milk. So I followed him, and I caught him going into this woman's house.
Yeah.
So I went back home, got all
his
clothes.
Was the woman lactating?
No. God. He was just skinny, and he said I looked like a whale. So.
Oh, no! You're 8 months pregnant, and he said you look like a whale.
Yeah.
All right, that would have been enough to change the locks. Right.
So I put all his stuff in garbage bags, threw it on the street, and changed the the lock on the house. And when he came back, he couldn't get in. And I'm like, no, you don't live here anymore. Go away or I'll call the cops.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So I want, now there's just one lock on the door that you changed, or are there a couple of different locks around the house that you had to change?
Well, this was in Puerto Rico, and where I'm from, and our houses are different. You have to go through a gate to get to the front door first. So I just bought a new lock and changed the lock to the gate. If he couldn't get in through that, he couldn't get in through the front door.
Now, I'm assuming that when he gets home and the lock is changed, that he already knows that you know. So does he even try to backpedal, or did he say, why is the lock changed or anything, or did he just come clean?
No, he was just, I don't know what you're talking about. You're seeing things. You need to see a psychologist.
He's like, hey, can you let me in?
My imagining
key,
things.
My key doesn't work anymore, because I don't think any, no matter, like, I would never think that the lock would be changed. But like,
something's wrong.
Must be
grabbed the wrong. You know what? I must have grabbed the wrong keys. Mm-hmm. Even though my car still starts and I can still get in my office.
Honey.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I can't get in.
Jess? Hey, Jess. Jess, I can see you. I know you can hear me. I can see your shadow.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. Hey, Jeanette, can you say Puerto Rico one more time and roll that R like you did before?
Oh, no.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Hands on the table.
Bye.
Mommy.
Good morning, Jackie. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So my story's not quite as funny. I actually found out from a neighbor that a very, very long time ago, I was dating a guy that lived with me, and he was quite a partier. He would go out, and we had knock-down, drag-out fights because he'd stay out all night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out from a neighbor that when he was gone for periods of time, he was actually out smoking crack.
Oh, no.
I called, I found out one morning as, you know, he hadn't come home, and called, you know, emergency locksmith, and they were out in about an hour, and I changed all my locks.
That's what we should have had call up, the is the locksmith to call up to tell the story. So this guy's coming home from an all-night bender, and he's been doing crack anyway, and his key doesn't fit in a lock, and he's like, dude, I have no idea how to handle this situation right now.
This is some really good stuff today, man. My key doesn't even work.
I must be in the total wrong house, man. This is great. You know what? I'm just going to sleep here for a minute, and then I'll figure it out when I get out. I'm going to go over here and sleep behind the garbage cans. Nobody will see my legs sticking out.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. You were so upset at your husband, you changed the locks for what reason?
Oh, yes. He, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, but we had just gotten married, and his ex-wife owed us like $5,000. And we spent all this money on attorneys and everything, and he got there and he gave in. And she wound up paying us nothing. And then on the way home, when he called me and told me, he called me her name.
Oh no.
Now, this dude was on his way home. How long a drive was that?
It was probably like an hour and a half, because it was in a whole other county where he had to go to court.
Okay.
And so I called my other brother-in-law. His brother came over and changed the locks.
His brother sold him out and changed the locks for you?
Yes.
In 90 minutes.
That's great.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever hooked up with his brother?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're married now.
Yeah. I was thinking the brother likes her.
Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hey.
I have one even better for you than changing the lock.
All right.
My dad came home from work one day, and the whole house was gone. We lived in a trailer, and my mom was so mad at him. She moved the whole house.
Yep.
She moved into a whole new city. She said, screw you, we're moving.
Now, what did he do to make her so mad that she moved the entire trailer?
He was just a real bad partier. He drank all the time, and she had enough of it.
Call Nashville. We got a new country song.
Now, where the hell do I put this key? Where does it go?
At 8:28.
I swear
right
to God, I know I've been drinking, but I swear to God that I was right here. Look at that right there is my Ford Fairlane up on the block. I know my trailer is right. The steps are there.
I'm not spending the money on the locks. I'm just driving the trailer out of here.
That's great.
The Burt Show.
Voice disguise are on.
Indeed.
We are going to call this Burt Show listener, not her real name. We are going to call her Carol. Hey, Carol.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, you can't hear it in the phone, but you're on the voice disguiser right now, so your voice is unrecognizable.
Okay.
All right. Go for it.
Tell us your story now.
Okay. I have two girls and a boy, and I've been divorced probably about a year. Mm-hmm. And my 19-year-old daughter had a guy she'd been dating. She introduced me to him. Then he started hitting on me, and one thing led to another, and now we're seeing each other. And she has a real problem with it. You're how old?
39.
Just
okay.
Turned 39.
And how old is he?
21.
And how old is your daughter?
19.
Okay.
And have we established that, is it just more than a crush, you know, like that your daughter has on this guy? Have they gone out before, or she's just expressed to you that she's interested in him? They've gone out. They have gone out. Mm-hmm. Are they technically boyfriend, girlfriend? I'm not sure if they ever were boyfriend or girlfriend, because she doesn't let me into all that. And I never saw him over at our house or him pick her up, but in her eyes, they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
How long were they boyfriend and girlfriend?
Couple months. If you're not around a lot when he's around the house, or... I've never met him. Then how did you meet him in the first place? She introduced us when we went out one night, and he was there, and she introduced us, you know, this is my mom, this is the guy I've been telling you about, and that was how we met.
So, Carol, explain to me how you decided that it was okay for you to be interested in this guy.
I don't know if that it was okay, but I just know there was attraction there, and we had a lot of fun when we went out, and he called all the time, and he's just like the perfect guy.
You're now, like Stacy's mom.
Is this, I mean, you're not looking at this as long term. You're looking at this just to get your fix on, right? I'm not sure. I don't know. Have you been intimate with him? No. I'm hearing yes loud and clear.
Yeah, so that means yes.
How not intimate have you not gotten with him? Have you not gone all the way?
No.
Have you not gotten close to all the way?
Yes.
How many times have you seen this guy?
Naked?
Naked?
No.
I've seen him probably more than about 10 times.
10 times.
How many times have you seen him naked?
None.
And
not yet.
Does your daughter know that you're seeing him?
By mistake.
I'm sorry?
By mistake, she knows.
How's that?
How'd she find out?
She looks at the caller ID, sees what he calls. I'm seeing a guy that's my age, but when I talk about, you know, this other guy, I accidentally say his name.
And that's how she found out?
Mm-hmm.
She
found out, some people told her.
Who?
Some of his friends.
Huh. Okay.
And she to see him, or she's not seeing him anymore?
She hates him now.
She hates him now.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, his friends announce to her. Like, can you imagine that conversation?
Well, that's her friends, too. Like, yeah. It's not just his friends telling some random girl.
Exactly.
This is her friends, too. This is mm-hmm. your daughter's group that mm-hmm. you were invading. You're
right.
39 years old.
What's your question? Because, I mean, you know most of the calls that we're going to take are just telling you that you're out of your mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, that happens sometimes in life. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities that have the same age difference, and they work out fine.
Are you trying to be the Atlanta version of Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore?
No. I'm just trying to justify what I'm doing.
I don't know how you're going to be able to do that, because you're screwing over your daughter, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly sure what kind of reaction you're looking for, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to field a lot of calls saying, you know what, it's all fair game.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you're looking for, I don't think you're going to find it here, Carol.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they were meant to be, then they would still be together. They've been over for a long time. It wasn't just a month, 3 months, 6 months ago.
What was your daughter's reaction when she found out? What's been the conversations between the two of you?
We don't talk.
Wait, what was the initial reaction? What'd she say to you?
You know, are you trying to compete with me? Are you, are you doing this to hurt me? And that's not my intentions at all.
I can't think of another way to phrase this, so it's going to sound very rude, which mm-hmm. normally would stop me, but in this case it won't. What is wrong with you that you cannot date someone your own age or find someone your own age?
I don't think age matters.
But why, if age doesn't matter, then why don't you date someone closer to your own age?
I could.
Why don't you?
I haven't found a person I'm attracted to that's my age.
Janine here says there's nothing wrong with what she's doing. Hey, Janine.
Come on.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The only problem that I have with you guys giving her a hard time is that if it were a man dating a younger woman, nobody would have a problem with it. Now, granted, this lady who married a 15-year-old boy is obviously wrong, but this woman is still young, and if she finds compatibility with a 21-year-old man, I don't see anything wrong with it. I myself am 31. Started dating my husband when I was 21, and he was 40, and nobody ever gave us any problem.
The age thing, don't have a problem with it. But have you ever heard the phrase that blood is thicker than water?
Well, that's true, and that brings me to my next point.
Good.
If they were not engaged or on the verge of being married and they were broken up when she started dating him, which I think that's what she said, am I not correct?
I didn't hear that.
I thought she said they hadn't been seeing each other for a while before she went out with him.
She said
they had broken up.
Okay. Saying that, she should be more interested in her mother's happiness than...
Oh, are you kidding me?
Hold on.
You're kidding me, right? Go ahead.
Listen, you are saying that the daughter should be more responsible for the mother's happiness. What about the mother being responsible for her daughter's happiness? What about the mother?
But if they were broken up, what's the difference?
It's not
the like
difference.
She's taking away from her daughter.
It doesn't matter. The daughter is heartbroken over this. The relationship between mother and daughter has ended because mom has chosen to date a girl that daughter or a boy that daughter used to date.
Janine, are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you know the minute that you put you in front of your children, it's the wrong decision.
But being a single parent,
so,
my son understands, too, that my happiness is very important.
Not at the expense of your daughter
or your son or any of your children.
I mean, it's not even a question. If there's any kind of controversy at all that is going to drive a wedge between you and your kids, you got to fix it.
Hold.
You got to back out and you got to fix it. And the fact that they're not even talking anymore, there's your results.
Hang on, Bert. I want to call you out on something before listeners do.
Okay.
That's not entirely true, because if this woman was dating just a random guy and the daughter had a problem with it and decided not to speak to her mom.
Exactly.
Then,
there's no difference.
Yeah, there is a big difference.
Yes.
If the daughter had a problem, then the daughter has to learn that her mom is moving on and dating other people, and she might not be happy with everyone that she's chosen.
Any guy if they're close to her daughter's age, they could be any random guy.
This is a friend of the daughter's. This is the same circle of friends. The daughter
has any random guy that could have gone out with her daughter in the past.
You don't think that the friend has anything to do with it? Anybody else?
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. Come on. I mean... I can't believe that this woman actually is justifying Carol's actions. Carol was introduced to this guy because it was the guy her daughter was seeing, and it is appalling. I mean, I called her names off air. I called Carol names off air. It is appalling to me that Carol is doing this, and anybody that supports her, it's appalling to me too.
Carol's children will be picking out her nursing home. She better remember the decisions that she's making now, because these children are going to be the ones to care for her later.
Yeah,
remember
this,
or
Carol.
Or not care for her at all. Exactly.
When you have when you're way old and you know, something terrible happens to you, guess who gets the decision on whether or not they're going to unplug the air pump?
Yeah, okay.
Good morning, Amber. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. Is Carol still on the line?
She is, but I just can't put the two of you guys on together, because then you got two people talking on the voice disguise, and it sounds
weird.
Well,
first of all, let's get a young caller. That's me. I'm 21. No more of those old has-beens that just called.
Oh, God.
And let's just say that she's trying to justify herself because she knows that she is wrong in the situation. Her daughter shouldn't hate the guy. She needs to hate her mother. And she says that she doesn't care about age, but how would she feel if her daughter was dating a 40-year-old man?
See, again, I think I'm with Jeff. Like, the age thing is the least of my concerns in this whole thing. Like, parents are going to have difficult times with their children and vice versa, and we're going to go through this dance where we're not going to agree with all the decisions that we make. We can get past that, but this is malicious.
Yeah.
No, I agree, because it's ruining the relationship.
Right.
And I think she's scum for it, and I would like to hear a story about her her daughter sleepwalks and pees on her face.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like, we could for future calls, like, we could, for Carol, is that her name?
Yeah.
Take the age thing out of it. Like, yeah. Who cares how old or young? He's legal. She's an adult. They're making an adult decision. That's fine. And focus strictly on the fact that Carol is dating a woman who, a man who used to date her daughter.
Hey, Carol, I got to ask the question. You know, like, I'm no psychologist or anything. I'm no Dr. Phil or anything. But do you have some kind of weird competitive thing with your daughter?
Yes.
Well.
Why?
We've always been that way.
Why? You've always allowed it to be that way. You're the mom.
I'm not sure why it's always been that way. But, I mean, do I have to give her approval with every guy I go out with?
No.
The only thing here is that this is somebody that she's been interested in and has gone out with. You don't see the difference there, or you just pretend and you don't
see
it?
She does. I do.
Okay.
Carol, why can you not allow your daughter to have more attention than you?
It's not me. It's her.
Okay, yeah, so as a mother, you're not able to allow your daughter to have more attention than you. That's obvious from this situation. Why?
It's not about that. It's just, you know, we've always been very competitive with each other.
Jen is asking you why.
Why?
Why? Because I probably don't. I mean, I've always heard I don't look my age. We look more like sisters than we do mother and daughter, and she resents that.
Why? What are you missing in your life? What void is present that you are filling with the attention from your daughter's ex-boyfriend?
He gives me attention, and I like that. It would be with any guy, not just that guy.
Now, this is all about the win. This is all about you showing up your daughter, and in this competitive relationship that you have, this is a win for you in your column and a loss for her, but it's breaking apart your family.
Well, it violates everything a mother should be. I mean, there's so many words, Carol, that I'm trying to think of, but it is pathetic. And you were immature, and you're not a mom.
Here's what I don't get, Carol. Like, I've got a 3-year-old now, and every single day, my only goal is to make sure his life is better than mine was. You know, I really do believe, like, every generation should be better than the last one, right?
Right.
And that is totally counterproductive to what you're doing. You're saying, I want to be competitive. I don't want my daughter to feel good about herself. I want to be better than my daughter.
No, not necessarily. My daughter has a better life than I had because I've provided her with it.
Well, not emotionally, absolutely not. And the thing is, you realize you're a joke? I mean, has it ever occurred to you that this 21-year-old and his friends, like, you're the joke?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you you're a joke.
Now, normally I don't put two people on the voice disguiser at the same time, but in this case, I'm going to break that rule because there's only one way to end this conversation, and that's with Nicole. So y'all won't be able to recognize her voice, and she doesn't want to be on the voice disguiser, but she's going to be just so I can have her talk directly to Carol. Hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine until I heard this helper on the other line being selfish.
You're actually on. She can hear you, and you're on with her. You're both on the voice disguiser, so you can talk directly to her.
Okay. If you call yourself any type of a real mother at all to your daughter, you need to leave him alone. There's no way that you should be that damn selfish. Like the last caller said, there are too many men out here in the world for you to be dating someone that dated your daughter. If you was a real woman, you would come out and go ahead and say whatever you got to say to your daughter. If you was a real woman, you would go ahead and find your own man. It don't make no damn sense for you to have to stoop so low to steal someone that she was with. That's ridiculous. Not only you should have no reason being a mother, that's one thing, because you don't have your priorities together and you're being too damn selfish. Being a parent, a real parent, is when you're unselfish. Everything goes to your child, not to you no more. You're worried about you. You're going through a midlife crisis, and if you need to take time to be away and do whatever you got to do, then fine. But you're about to mess up your relationship with your daughter where it's going to be unrepairable. I would never, ever even think about doing anything like that to my daughter because I love her too much. I don't love myself that much. I love her that much. You need to get it together. And if you need to leave the state, the country, the continent to get it together, then you do so. that you are going to ruin this girl's life. Her friends are going to be laughing at her. Her family, the rest of her family that has sex, will be laughing at her. And she's going to get messed up because of you. So you make sure all these dumbass decisions you're making, when it's time for your behind to go in a nursing home, when it's time for someone to decide whether you should live or die, if you in a situation when you on some type of machine, remember what you're doing right now.
Hey, Carol.
Remember it.
Carol, you want to respond to that?
I just think that, you know, women are overreact. And if they were in this situation, I don't think that they may do what I'm doing.
Hey, Nicole.
Overreacting? Why can't you find your own man?
I can't find a man.
No, you don't. You have your daughter's man.
It's not her
man. Are you that sad? Are you that pathetic? Are you that ugly? Are you that bad off when you got to find somebody, your daughter's leftovers? Are you really that pathetic and that sad? Are you?
No, I'm just getting what I want.
Have you ever had a bitter ball baby? It's too many men running around. Why don't you just leave him alone till February and better hook you up at bitter ball? And maybe somebody as sick as you will be there and want to be with your crazy ass.
That's your opinion.
What? Yeah, it is, because I'm a mother. Mothers don't do this to their children. Mothers don't do that to their kids.
I'm not doing anything to her.
Whatever. Oh, what word for you, bitch? Defects need to come and take your kids.
Take your adult
take kids. Your 19-year-old. Hey, Carol, you had the note. Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah,
I always love you calling.
You're welcome. Yeah,
Nicole, you weren't.
Thank you. Get that crazy half on the phone, okay?
You know what, Nicole, you worked hard, but like Bert said.
Carol, you had to know. You called knowing this was going to happen. I mean,
grow up, Carol. Come on, you know better. You know better. And you're just trying to, like you said earlier, justify actions you know are wrong. Grow up. We may not be able to get through to you, Carol, because of all of our rational thinking. But the one thing that might get through to you is what Melissa said, is that you are a joke. Those guys are high-fiving each other and laughing at each other, and you want so much attention, and you want it to be all about you. That may be the one thing that seeps in.
39 on an average scale is not old, but in this situation, you are an old joke.
Well, I don't feel that way.
You're old.
You know, and
grow up.
And it's come up a couple of times. Like, go to a hospital and look at the list of people who can come into intensive care, because those are all the people that can someday stand on your food tube. So,
how do your sons? We didn't even regard your sons, but you know what? It's not just affecting your daughter. You're a joke to your own family.
I'm not sure what you were calling up to get here today. If you're just calling to get a reaction, you sure got that. But you know what you're doing's not right. Come on now. I mean,
you're right. It's not right, but...
You gonna do anything about it?
She's gonna have sex with him, and then when he leaves, and she's gonna say, I don't know what happened.
I mean,
you are gonna be a mockery.
Yeah. Like,
I understand.
And you're losing your children, and you're gonna be a very, very, very lonely, lonely, lonely old lady, man.
Good luck with that, trying to hang on to your youth. Good luck with that.
Lose the competitiveness with your own kids. That's crazy, Carol.
Okay.
You're just saying stuff to get off the phone now at this point, aren't you?
Well, that's good.
So are we.
Yeah, get Bye-bye. Her off the phone. Yeah.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's get right on into the phone scam.
Calling up a guy who I am now dating his ex-girlfriend, and I just want to know if she's a good catch.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Doug, please.
Yes, Doug.
My name is Jason Muir, and I'm calling you about a common friend of ours.
Who?
Nicole Herdeloff.
Yeah, what's up with her? Is she okay?
Things are cool. I just wanted to touch base with you because I understand you and her used to date for several months, and you recently broke up.
Yeah, we're still friends, though.
Her and I are kind of seeing each other now, and so I'm just doing some background checks on her.
Are you serious, dude?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of whacked out, man.
How long did you guys date for?
About 3.5 months.
And why'd you break up?
You know, sometimes you click, sometimes you don't. It's just, I mean, I don't know how much of this crap I can share with you. You know what I mean? It's not like, I don't even know who the hell you are.
Well, don't share anything you're not comfortable with. Would you recommend her, you know, to date? Like, would you recommend one of your friends to date her?
Sure.
Okay.
She's a great chick.
Right.
I mean, you know that, right?
Was she, would you consider her fiscally responsible?
Listen, man, I can't get into this. This isn't my, I mean, I don't know who you are. I can't start telling you crap like this.
Did she spend a lot of money on extravagances?
Dude, what's up with you?
What do you mean?
I mean, seriously, what the f*** up with you?
Dude, I'm just, like, here's the deal. I don't want to invest too much into a relationship unless I know that she's a good one.
You know, you're calling, I mean, why would you call me? That's not, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, how'd you even get my f***ing number?
Some stuff's irrelevant, but I'm just doing, yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you know if she has any tremendous outstanding credit card debt?
No, I don't know. Why don't you ask her? You know, why don't you ask her these questions, man?
Okay, well, I'm going to, but I just want to, you know, I need to match
up. I don't feel comfortable answering the crap that, you know, I mean, this isn't my, we broke up, man.
Now, when you guys were together, I mean, 3.5 months, did you have a chance to become intimate?
I'm not going to answer any more questions from you, dude. That's ridiculous, seriously.
I understand. Would it be different if there was like $100 on the line?
$100 for me?
Right.
Well, I mean, maybe if there's some money involved. I mean,
well, give me something then for $100.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know for $100 though?
Did you guys get intimate?
Yeah, we were intimate.
On a scale of 1 to 43, 43 being the best, where's she rank?
1 to 43, man, you're whacked. You're weird, man. She's in the 40s. She's hot, man. She's good stuff.
Is she freaky 40s or pretty standard issue, but just good 40s?
Fun, dude. Shook it down, you know what I'm saying?
Like tie you up down or just freak you down?
I never tied her up, man, but I mean, you could ask.
All right.
Is that $100 right there just for that?
You got a pet? Well, we'll talk more in person, but let me tell you where I work and you can come down.
Yeah. No, you're serious, though.
Yeah.
I want your number, too.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You have a pen?
I am.
This is Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100.
What?
This is Jeff with the Burt Show. I work with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100. You've just been phone scammed by your cousin.
Aw, you f***. Are you... Dude, I was like, what the f*** is this guy's problem, man?
We will scam you.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.